Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a cat with a cool and unique sound in the world of modern jazz. That was violinist Mads Tolling, joined by his quartet with the 2012 tune New Country off a Live at Yoshi's performance celebrating the life of Jean-Luc Ponty, to bring us into yet another new episode of Neon Jazz. So Mads is also quite a celebrated composer, and he has won two Grammys to prove it. Mads grew up in Copenhagen, Denmark, and moved to the U.S. at the age of 20 to pursue jazz studies. He studied under violinist Matt Glasser, and he graduated summa cum laude from the Berklee College of Music in Boston back in 2003. He got his music world moving as a former 9-year member of both the Turtle Island Quartet and bassist Stanley Clark's band. And speaking of the song at the top of this hour, since 2007, Mads has led his own group, the Mads Tolling Quartet. Over the years, he has been all over the world and gotten some good air and ink. He has been featured on NPR's Morning Edition, and his recordings have received rave reviews in Downbeat, Strings Magazine, The Washington Post, and The San Francisco Chronicle. He's got some solid street credit to prove it as well. He has performed with Chick Corea, Ramsey Lewis, Kenny Barron, and Paquito de Rivera. He is also a force in education and has been active as a Yamaha clinician and has been involved in workshops, coachings, and master classes throughout both Canada and the United States. And one more fact about Mads. Back in 1999, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania with his father. Very cool. But at the end of the day, jazz is his love, and he talked about it with Neon Jazz. Have a listen.
I think it goes back to just the core of when I listened to that Miles Davis tape when I was 14. I think what struck me right away was the intimacy. You know, it's sort of all the layers of anything superficial or anything unessential is rolled away, because you're hearing a guy's soul and hearing what he has to say on his instrument in the spur of the moment. So it's like the ultimate conversation that you're hearing it.
With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that comes together every night to play the best jazz in the world from cats like Stan Kessler, Herman Mahari, and Molly Hammer, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of jazz vitriol for your listening pleasure. So Mads was moved by Miles Davis growing up, and so were so many others. And specifically, there was one song. As we go into Autumn Leaves, have a listen to Mads talk about it.
And I think we were in Thailand, and he was giving me this cassette tape of Miles Davis playing Autumn Leaves. And when I heard that, it just really grabbed me. Somehow it connected with me on another level than I had before with classical music, for some reason. So I was so interested in doing this that I, kept figuring out how to play those phrases on my violin. Thank you. My name is Mads Tolling, and I'm a jazz violinist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Jails in again,
out again,
Panhandle Pete. Just a happy old fellow, making the best of time. Always lives in the cellar. Hey, mister, can you spare a dime? He's living free, laughing at you and me. In again,
out again,
Panhandle Pete. Mr. Candy's paradise. He's living free. He's laughing at you and me. In again,
out again,
in again, out again,
in again,
out again, in again, out again, Panhandle Pete.
That was the Denmark jazz violin master Sven Asmussen with the tune Panhandle Pete off the 2009 CD Rhythm Is Our Business. So this man has been called the fiddling Viking as a virtuoso of the swing style. He was raised in a musical family and started taking violin lessons at the age of 7. At 16, he first heard recordings by jazz violin great Joe Venuti and began to emulate his style. His resume of legends he's performed with includes so many, like Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, and many others. So, he played publicly until 2010 when he had a blood clot. That ended his career that lasted over 80 years. And this cat left us recently on February 7, 2017, at the age of 100. It's true, it's 100. That's one titan of the jazz world and earth at large, kids. Speaking of imitation, Mads did that with French violinist Stefano Grappelli. And as we go into the tune, What a Difference a Day Made, let's listen to Mads talk about it.
He was a competition of this judge of this competition, and I played a Stefano Grappelli solo note for note. And actually, funny enough, because Niels Henning played on that recording, he didn't recognize. He gave me first prize, but that was like my first journey into figuring out how to play jazz, because it's an important part of playing jazz is imitation, figuring out what other people do so you can imitate their style, figure out.
Alexis Cuadrado. I'm a bassist and composer in Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was internationally acclaimed pianist Yoko Miwa with the trio off the 2017 CD Pathways with the tune Was It Something I Said. So this is a story of becoming a jazz musician full of serendipity and happy twists of fate. In the late 1990s, the classically trained artist auditioned for Berklee College of Music on a lark and ended up winning a full scholarship. She arrived at the school from her homeland of Japan in 97, intending to stay for a year. And it's 2017 and she's still in Boston, enriching that city's musical life and serving as one of the most popular professors at the Berklee Piano Department. From the outfit that strives to preserve the rich heritage of jazz, nurture its growth, and encourage the appreciation of America's American classical music as a very viable art form, this here is the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra with the 2005 tune You Make Me Feel So Young off the CD Take One, as we keep the youth brimming around here on Neon Jazz.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, just like a couple of ties, running around the meadow, snatching up all of those forget-me-nots. Oh, you make me feel young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung and bells to be rung and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way you make me feel so young. Oh, you make me young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna run and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of ties, running around the meadow, picking up all of those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung and bells be wrong, and a wonderful bling to be blind. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so.
Clint Ashlak, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. Thank you.
That was jazz pianist and composer and friend of the show, Mark Copeland, with the tune Twister off the 2017 CD Better By Far, and That's the Way He Is. So Mark became a part of the jazz scene in Philly in the early 60s as a saxophonist. He then moved on to New York City to experiment with the electric alto sax, and after years of going between cities, these days he is in New York and is one of the biggest voices in jazz as a solo performer and a group leader. From singer, actor, dancer, comedian, pianist, songwriter, bandleader, and nightclub performer, all of them very hip in the 20s and 30s, this is the great Harry Richman with the 1926 tune, The Birth of the Blues. Next, celebrating the explosion of jazz right here on Neon Jazz.
Oh, they say some doggies long ago were searching for a different tune. One that they could croon, and only they can. They only had the rhythm song. They started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. That's how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies. And they sang that, the start of the blues. Then from a jail came the wail of the downhearted rail. And they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out in the hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, then gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. They heard the breeze in the trees. They were singing sweet melodies, and they took that and made it the start of the blues. And then from a jail came a little forlorn wail, from a downhearted frail, and they took that and made it part of the blues. And then, from a little whippoorwill that was singing in the hill, they took a sweet new note, and they pushed it in a horn till it was worn into a wonderful blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and then gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues.
Hi, this is Mark Copeland, and you're listening to Joe Dimino with Neon Jazz.
That was cornetist, composer, and jazz band leader Ernest Loring Red Nichols, joined by his Five Pennies with Myth Mulm. That was the 1929 tune, That's a Plenty. And so over his long career, it was plenty. Red was known as an expert cornet player, a solid improviser, and a workaholic. And he is rumored to have been on over 4,000 recordings during the 1920s alone. Now that is prolific. As we move on here, we keep having that reference to the Netherlands here on this episode. Coming from veteran cats and to this modern day, this is the band called Coffee with another single off their upcoming album. This is the 2017 tune Huntu, next on the show. Doing the honors is a very familiar track. This is Al Dollar and his 10 Cent Band featuring Billy Murray, and this is the 1931 rendition of Popeye the Sailor Man. And yes, we can do that around here to capture all of that nostalgia. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat with a can of spinach nearby to break into a strong broadcast punch at a moment's notice in Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out, let us know what's going on. We love to hear from you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
He's a well-known olive oil.
I'll find the sailor man. Fight like no one can. Who?
hot like dynamite. Who can love like he can fight?
Popeye, Popeye, what a sailor man.
Kisses Olive's cheek,
she stays black and blue for a week.
Popeye the Sailor Man, oh boy, what a man.
Doesn't smile and doesn't frown,
all he says is blow me down.
Popeye, Popeye, what a sailor man.
Jazz.